Stress is something that we all experience throughout our lives. Webster defines it as a state of mental or emotional strain or tension that comes from adverse or demanding circumstances. And really, a stress response can be good. It gives us that adrenaline rush, that fight or flight response when we're faced with a difficult situation, allows us to jack our response up in response to that. So, but it does mean different things to different people.
Yeah, and it can show itself in many different ways, too, can't it?
Yes, it can. From a physical perspective, it can impact us with muscle tension, headaches, poor sleep, feeling constantly chronically tired, stomach upset. And over the long haul, those things can build up in our bodies and create things like high blood pressure, heart disease, gastric problems, ulcers, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the things that cause stress? I mean, we all have it. We all kind of know. But, I mean, it can come from multiple different reasons, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. One of the primary areas, of course, is if your basic needs aren't met, if you don't have food or clothing or shelter, things like that. That's going to create a great deal of stress in your life. As you mentioned initially, you know, the holidays bring on a great deal of stress. We have a lot more demands on our everyday life, things like making sure that our shopping is done and all the events that we have to attend and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Our finances, our jobs, our relationships with family and friends can be a source of support, but they can also be a source of stress for us as well.
What are some of these risks? You kind of touched on it a little bit about what some of the physical, emotional, psychological aspects. There's a lot of health risks that can come with this, right?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, long-term stress can create some problems for our hearts, for our circulatory system, for our GI system, where we can end up with things like acid reflux, ulcers, things of that nature. Psychologically, it can create problems with us in terms of anxiety, mm-hmm. Feeling overwhelmed or restlessness. Or on the other end of the spectrum, people can often become very withdrawn or sad or lose motivation altogether.
We could also end up in somebody using substances to try to escape that too, right?
Right, right. And that's a common thing at the holidays. You have a lot of holiday celebrations, a lot of parties that involve alcohol. And in some instances, people use substances as a stress response, thinking mm-hmm. that it may help to alleviate that stress and make them feel better, which in the short term, they may experience that. But ultimately, that can create more long-term problems and actually make the stress worse for them.
We are putting the spotlight on our friends at Upper Peninsula Health Plan for the month. And we're talking with Steve Rudness, who is clinical coordinator at Upper Peninsula Health Plan, about stress. Steve, a moment ago, we identified what stress is, what some of the causes are. Now is kind of the key question is, what can we do to help manage stress in our lives?
Well, there's certainly a lot of things that we can do to make our lives less stressful. The biggest thing overall is to take care of yourself. Know your body. Know when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling stressed. One of the best things that we can do is to get physical activity or exercise. Anything from going for a walk, going to the gym, shoveling snow like we all did over the weekend can help you feel better, can help relieve some of that tension, help move your muscles in a healthy way and make you feel better. Some simple relaxation or mindfulness, just getting in touch with your breathing. When you're at work, sitting at your desk or doing what you're doing, take a minute or two to kind of close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, feel the tension leave your body as you slouch back and let your muscles relax, can give you that little boost to get through the rest of your day. One of the biggest things, I think, is putting things into perspective. Anticipation can often be 10 times worse than the actual event that you're stressing about. And so look at the big picture and try not to worry so much about the what ifs and the maybes and just go through your activities of your day. Mm. Get out and have fun. Engage in fun activities, socialize, get plenty of sleep, see the people that you love and that you care about, but do that in a way where everything in moderation. A lot of holiday gatherings involve alcohol. Mm-hmm. Go have a drink and enjoy, but do it in moderation. Don't make the stress worse than it is by over-imbibing, creating more problems for yourself from a financial health legal perspective by right. overdoing.
That potential is there, especially if, like, you know, going out for drinks or something like that is your stress handling mechanism and it's increased at this time of year, you could end up, and that could create its own level of stress.
Exactly. If that's your go-to stress reliever, then maybe you've got some issues that you need to address.
I think the key one here that you mentioned is engaging in fun activities. That this is, you should look inside and figure out what it is that's fun to you.
Exactly. Well, and this is an enjoyable time of the year. I've always said that if you're going to live in the Upper Peninsula, find something fun to do in the winter, because we have the snow, we have ice, so getting out and enjoying skiing or snowshoeing or walking in the woods, things like that, getting together with friends, all important things to help relieve that tension and stress and make you feel better.
One thing you did provide to me here before you came in was a list of resources where you can find out some more information. Share those with us, what you have there.
Well, sometimes stress can overwhelm people to the point where they need professional help. And so we wanted to make sure that if you are feeling anxious, overwhelmed, unable to cope, places like NorthCare Access can provide screening and referral for counseling services through the mental health agencies, as well as substance abuse screening. Same with Great Lakes Recovery Centers. Another agency that can provide assistance with counseling and substance abuse services. If you have concrete needs, things like clothing and food and emergency assistance, places like St. Vincent de Paul, the Salvation Army, community action agencies can help with meeting some of those basic needs and helping to alleviate some of that stress for you. Mm-hmm. Going to the gym or to the YMCA to help relieve some of that physical tension and stress. Then those are all over the county, all over the area. So looking for your local gym.
And then with this one particular one at the end, tell me about that.
UPCAP offers a 211 hotline, and it's kind of a clearinghouse for resources throughout the Upper Peninsula. And simply by dialing 211 on your phone, you can have access to a call center where they can direct you to a variety of resources, whether they be counseling, substance abuse, family intervention services, things like that.